Well, welcome to another edition of Native Connections Radio.
Hello, community. My name is Shannon Wilhite, and I'm here with Eric Ruiz, and we're joining you today to talk about suicide prevention. We've taken these excerpts from a great book called Hope Squad, written by Greg Hudnall. And Eric and I run a SAMHSA grant at Kamau Medical Center called Native Connections, and we're through the Behavioral Health Department. We work with youth and young adults to prevent suicide and substance use. And as part of our efforts to prevent suicide, we're doing this radio series on the topic of suicide prevention. So Eric and I can give you a little bios on ourselves. Go ahead, Eric.
Hello, everybody. My name's Eric Ruiz. I'm a Kuduk tribal member, and I live here in Hoopa. And I've been in this working in suicide prevention for the last 3.5 years, and I currently now work with Shannon under the Native Connections grant.
This grant, in its second year right now, a lot of you participated in the survey part of the grant the first year and completed some surveys, which allowed us to understand the community's perception of suicide prevention. And what we found out was that, you know, it's a hard topic. It is a really hard topic, and it's hard to talk about. That's where we're at right now, is we want to talk about it because it is claims a lot of lives. You know, it hits mostly males ages 19 through 35 and Indian country, and across the U.S., there's about one death every 12 minutes. So, you know, for something that's claiming so many lives, it's not really something that we're talking about. So these radio shows are one way that we're hoping to get the word out and to learn about suicide prevention and hopefully give you some skills and maybe raise some questions for you. And we are available at 707-599-5420 if you have questions. And this show is available on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. and is also available as an audio recording on the KIDE webpage at kidefm.org. So I'm going to let Eric start out here. We're talking again about coping and problem-solving skills.
So these days, kids are more than ever, and especially with this coronavirus shelter in place, kids are dealing with stress, anxiety, depression, and other more serious mental health issues. This is concerning because those who have a hard time coping with or solving problems could be at a higher risk for suicide than those who do not have those same problems. Sometimes people will choose to react to situations by suicide because they couldn't cope with stress or their situation and they don't see any other option. Developing strong coping and problem-solving skills at a young age can help children to better handle stress or hard situations. Children with low coping skills have a hard time with change and have poor problem-solving skills. Here's a story in a school setting where kids were able to increase their coping skills.
So the author of this book, Greg Hudnall, is a school counselor. This book takes place in Utah, and they just were having outrageously high suicide rates. Through his experiences, he created what is called in that area Hope Squad, of people to go around from school to school to do trainings, to be there for kids, to answer questions. But, you know, along the way, he was running into a lot of adverse reactions. People didn't want to talk about it and didn't want to bring it up, even when there was a suicide. You know, they would address it at that time, but not really want to ruffle anyone's feathers or create a difficult situation by asking people to talk about it. So at one point in his counseling experiences, he was assigned to an inner city elementary school. And this is a happy story because this has to do with the coping and problem-solving skills that are really a resiliency factor for kids. The administrator of this school had decided that she was going to create dual immersion language classes where the kids were learning two languages, one language one day and one the next. And she was doing this with the sole purpose of increasing children's coping and problem-solving skills. And if I didn't say it earlier, this is was an inner-city elementary school. So, you know, the sad thing is that people aren't having high expectations of these kids. And why I say it's so sad is because we should all know that when you place trust and you place expectations on kids, they rise to the top. And so even though he was skeptical about this situation where the kids were having to learn two languages by having one language one day and one the next, I mean, that would be really confusing for a while until you figured it out. But these kids rose to the top. They were challenged and they succeeded. And so these language coping skills help the students get through their daily challenges of change. And these coping skills that they were able to gain by learning how to cope with the anxiety of change on a daily basis was something that wasn't traumatic. It was learning language. They could still use those same coping skills for their everyday life and for when they were actually in a traumatic situation. So that's what we want to do, is create coping and problem-solving skills in our children. And Eric's going to give us a few ideas how.
There are many ideas on how to help your children learn coping skills and problem-solving skills. One helpful article is the Therapy Changes blog, which outlines 8 steps parents can take to teach problem-solving skills to teach their children. And the 8 steps are encouraging creativity, having patience, play problem-solving games, model, allow them to fail, ask for their help, propose our multiple possibilities, and praise them for their efforts versus the result. So find the website and articles you feel are most comfortable to you, and use them to help your children develop critical coping and problem-solving skills.
And so here are some resources for professional help. Grab a pen and write these down. There's Kamau Medical Center. We have great counselors available to talk, and that's 625-4261, extension 0405. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. The National Crisis Text Line is text HOME HOME to 741-741. Two Feathers, our local Two Feathers, has a crisis line now up and running that's from 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And that's at 707-382-0629. Humboldt County also has a 24/7 crisis line at 707-445-7715. And there's a Native Strong Hearts Native helpline at 1-844-7-NATIVE. That's 844-762-8483. And this concludes our reading of the 5th chapter of the book Hope Squad, Coping and Problem-Solving Skills. Thank you and be well.
Suwanek.
This has been a KIDE Community Connections program. Native Connections Radio is a production of Kamau Medical Center's Behavioral Health Department. It is hosted and produced by Shannon Wilhite and Eric Reese. It is recorded and engineered at the KIDE Studio 91 by Joseph Orozco. Each Native Connection program is available as an audio file at www.kidefm.org, download podcast tab, health. The next Native Connections radio program runs next Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. news block hours. We thank you for listening.